Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Good evening, everybody. It is Friday, May the 29th, as we head on towards summer. You are listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. Bringing you another show from the Glam Rocks home studio here as we continue to settle into our new way of doing things. It's not really a new way, I guess, of doing things anymore here at LU Radio, but glad to be bringing you an all-new edition of Glam Rocks tonight nonetheless. Got some great music for you tonight, and that included the song that we started off with tonight. That was Tower by Angel. Angel, one of those bands from the 1970s that really kind of bridged the gap a little bit, I guess, between some of the 70s, earlier 70s glam rock music and what things would kind of move on to sounding like come the 1980s. Angel were kind of in similar company as groups like Stars and even Kiss, quite frankly, that they had just that hard rock sound, but with a big theatrical image to go with it, and like Kiss, a very big theatrical stage show as well. Angel started out more as a bit of a progressive-minded band, but kind of streamlined their sound a little bit more as their career went on. Tower definitely shows some of those earlier progressive tendencies. All right, on the rest of the show tonight, we're going to play some music from Hanoi Rocks. We're going to actually spin a cover that they did back in the mid-1980s, a song that they sounded like they had a huge amount of fun doing, and the video as well. If you actually go and see the video for this song as well, it looks like they were actually having a blast with it. So we're going to play some Hanoi Rocks for you tonight, absolutely. Also have some music from a gentleman named Adam Baum, and this guy, I don't know a lot about him, to be honest, and I'm kind of surprised that given his image, his sound, etc., that he didn't really have more of an output in terms of his solo work anyway. But we're going to spin some music from him, and we're going to play some classic Motley Crue as well. We're going to go back to their debut album, Too Fast for Love. Any questions, comments, song requests, of course, you can always shoot me an email, glamrocks@luradio.ca. That's glam, R-O-X-X, at luradio.ca. Well, Dokken were definitely one of the biggest pop metal bands of the 1980s, not scoring the huge, massive hits of bands like Poison or Motley Crue. Dokken were just extremely consistent throughout the 1980s in terms of churning out a number of singles that did relatively well, and a string of about five or so albums throughout the 1980s before the band broke up in 88 or so that performed very, very well. Their videos were all over MTV and Much Music back in the day, and they were just kind of one of the solid, almost poster child bands for the mainstream 80s pop metal scene back in the 1980s. One of the songs that helped them get to that mark was a song off of their Under Lock and Key record. Here is Dokken with In My Dreams here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
In my dreams it's still the same. Your love is strong, it still remains. Can't sleep. Night after night, don't know what it means.
Off of 1984's Two Steps from the Move, here is Hanoi Rocks covering CCR's Up Around the Bend, here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
I'm fucking cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of a nuclear A-bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Honey, gotta help me, please. Technology ain't got time to make no apology. So radiation in the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Honey, gotta strike me blind. Searching to destroy. And honey, I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching only to destroy. Technology ain't got time to make no apology. So radiation in the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Mother gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from Iggy and the Stooges. That was a classic, Search and Destroy, off of 73's Raw Power. We also heard Teenage Head in that set with Sick Little Man. Hanoi Rocks covering CCR's Up Around the Bend. And Honeymoon Suite in there as well with Heart on Fire and Dawkins in My Dreams. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on LU Radio, bringing you this show like we've been doing for the past little while from the Glam Rocks home studios. So thank you so much for tuning into us here at CILU. We're going to keep things rolling right along. We have some music from Tom Kiefer for you, and it's coming up right after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
We'll be right back.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from Parlor Tricks. That was Aphrodisiac Smile. That's actually a cover. Parlor Tricks was a little band from Regina, I believe, that put out an album just after the turn of the millennium, back in 2002. Called Step Into My Parlor. One of the songs that they featured on that record was that song there called Aphrodisiac Smile. And that's actually a cover originally done by the group Electric. And if that doesn't necessarily ring a bell in and of itself, when they lengthened their name in the mid-1990s to Age of Electric, that might bring back some memories for those of you who remember the Big Shiny Tunes compilations, the Much Music compilations from back in the 1990s. Age of Electric obviously did the song Remote Control, but before they had more of an alternative rock sound, they were simply called Electric, and most of the same members, actually I believe it was all the same members of the band, back in 1990 were very much a pop metal group, and put out their actual debut record from back in 1990. It featured the song Aphrodisiac Smile. So nice little nod to a bit of a hidden part of Canadian music, perhaps. And before that, we heard Tom Kiefer with Solid Ground off of his solo record, The Way Life Goes, from a few years ago, back in about 2015. You're listening to Glam Rocks on Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you. Great to have you along for the ride, as always. We're going to play some music now from Adam Baum, and this was a guy who was around the 80s pop metal scene. He was in LA. He seemed to kind of rub shoulders with a lot of people from a lot of different bands, but only put out a couple of solo records around that time, and neither of them really became blockbusters, which is kind of a bit of a pity, because from what little he did produce, he certainly had the chops, the guitar skills, and just the overall sound to fit in with that whole 1980s rock crowd. I'm talking about Adam Baum, like I say, and we're going to go back to his debut, I believe it was his solo debut, called Fatal Attraction, and here's the title track here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
Play on the jet in a deadly confrontation. I was wasted.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. That was DAD, or formerly known as Disneyland After Dark, finishing off that set there with Point of View. Well, that's going to do it for another show. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. We're going to take you out with some classic Motley Crue tonight. Off of Too Fast for Love, we're going back to the beginnings of the crew back in 1981, the album that started it all. Still my favorite Motley Crue album. We're going to take you out with the crew here. This is Come On and Dance. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you in 7 days.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
And they end up in some places where you'd least expect them. They go all over our country.
Hey, you ain't come on in.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospec 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 416. And this podcast was never intended to be all about eulogies for dead rock stars, but here we are again. Just a few days after losing Little Richard and releasing a show dedicated to him, this week we pay tribute to Phil May, born Philip Dennis Arthur Wadey, passed away 15th of May. Phil May, lead singer of The Pretty Things, and probably the most stable member through the entire life of The Pretty Things. Band formed in 1963 in Kent, UK. Pure rhythm and blues in their early years, they of course became heavily psychedelic.